Welcome back to Cozy Moon Podcast. My name is Shan. It is me. This season 21. I'm so happy it's fall because that heat. Well, I hope you guys had a great summer. We're back. And this season, I'm focusing on American children and that education system and what needs to change and what needs to improve and what we're missing and what we don't need in order for these kids to excel and be where they need to be. Right? Right. And that is why you are here, because you feel the same way I do too. I hope you guys enjoy the season. My name is Chantal. I am the mom of the girls. And don't forget to check out shambipodden.com. All right, let's get into it. Welcome back to Cozy Moon Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. Today I want to talk about being taught to be led and not to lead. I think that's a lot of kids right now. Read it twice if you need to, but we cannot want brave, ambitious, confident, self-starting kids if we don't facilitate those spaces for them to be that in. The need to be challenged, build resilience, think through issues that they can solve on their own has to be created. We have to stop doing so much for our kids. We have to start teaching them how to communicate without emotions taking priority. How to talk through them being angry. How to talk through them being sad. How to talk through being frustrated, or how they feel when someone has to help them because they don't know how to do something. Sometimes that can be humiliating for a lot of children, and that's why they don't ask for help. Not because they don't want help, but they don't know how to deal with the feelings that come with the fact that they may need help. And if we don't allow them to choose their best decisions that they can choose for themselves, we're going to make them totally dependent on what the parents think, what their friends think, what the teachers say. And then you'll start to see your kid as someone who cannot think on their own, and you have to do everything for them. And eventually you're going to get annoyed with the fact that you still have to do so much for them and they keep getting older. So let's let our children learn from their choices and support them on decisions, even though that's not the decision we would make on some things, as long as it's not life-threatening. And being a kid who is raised to lead will build their confidence, their empathy, and their self-awareness, okay? And being led to do things all the time creates unnecessary dependency that we do not need. So when it comes to my
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer?
I hope they don't think I was serious about
this. I need to be awake.
Snacks?
I have
my brain shut off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise. There's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better. Like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
Children, I can see where Ari will come from her dad's house where a lot of things are done for her, and she's not
doing things for herself. And then she'll come here and, yes, if you would like some water, there's a jug of water in the fridge. Pour your own water in your cup. If you would like to make a waffle, this is how you make a waffle. Take it out the freezer and make your waffle yourself. Watch your waffle. Take it out the toaster because you can, right? When Anya was six, she was making her own eggs because she could, because she was taught. So there's a lot of things that your kids can do, but you're not giving them the space to show you that they can do them. And in your mind, you're thinking you have to do all of this for them. You don't. They've been packing their lunch since the second grade. Okay? They know what to do. They watch you every day. Do not doubt how fast your kids may learn. Do not doubt your children's capabilities, okay? So that's what I want to talk about this episode. I want to talk about being taught to be led and not to lead, and how that might impact your kid, how might that impact your household and them at school, because it's a problem. How to create moments of leadership. The first thing you can do is show your kids what to do and then allow them to try and then slowly back off and let them do it. Your child is not going to learn what they need to learn when they know you're going to do it, or they know you're going to get frustrated and do it yourself. Because a lot of kids will act like they can't do something because they know you have a lack of patience, you don't know how to give grace, or you're always rushing, and instead of them cleaning up their rooms, you'll just clean it. And instead of them washing the dishes, you'll just wash it. And instead of them picking up their laundry out of the basket, you're just going to pick it up out of the basket and put it in their room. It's going to end up on the floor and you're going to end up washing it twice instead of once and then putting it away. You have to create spaces for your child to do what they know how to do. Number two, guide them and let them help you sometimes when you're doing certain tasks, and then you back off. Because if they've seen you do it enough, they'll know how to do it. Number three, encourage them when you hear or see self-doubt. Encourage them when you hear or you see self-doubt and compliment them randomly. Not every time they do something they're supposed to do, but randomly give them a compliment. And it doesn't have to be in front of their other sibling, but sometimes saying that in front of their other sibling may encourage the other sibling to also show up for themselves. Number four, listen to your child's concerns and give them feedback and options, then let them choose what they want to do. Number five, share your failures with your children. They won't have to repeat the things that you did without knowing if you give them the wisdom that you already have. So just share your failures with your kids. Your kid is not going to see you as less of a great person if you share your failures, right? Number six, check in with their progress, but do not hover over them. Check their work, but do not do their work. Make suggestions, but do not decide for them. And that's how you're going to build children that...
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tare, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
You know, what keeps me up at night lately isn't horror movies. It's realizing how much of my life is floating around the internet. Addresses, phone numbers, my family members, my personal emails. Data brokers are collecting this stuff and selling it like it's a clearance item. That's why I'm excited to tell you about My Data Removal. They help you remove your personal info from the web, but for real, not just hiding it, but going after the more than 200 sites and growing where your info might be exposed. They scan, they remove, and they keep you updated every month so you know what's been taken down. Identity theft, unwanted calls, someone getting a hold of your home address and family details, it's not paranoid, it's real. In fact, 1 in 3 Americans has experienced identity theft. It costs time, money, and emotional stress. My Data Removal fights back, so you don't have to. Here's what you do. Head to MyDataRemoval.com. Start with a free scan to see exactly what data about you is floating around. Then let them clean it up. Let them restore your privacy. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Clean up your data with My Data Removal. Visit MyDataRemoval.com now. Your peace of mind is worth it.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Lead instead of being led everywhere, instead of being in situations where their friends are doing something that they know they shouldn't do, and they just follow because they are not mindful leaders, okay? Now, what would a child that is a leader do, right? And these are things we need to think about. When a child can lead and can be first to do something they know how to do, or be the first to do something that they're capable of, they won't be stagnant in life because they'll always be moving forward. If a child cannot lead or has to be led somewhere, it's going to make them feel stagnant, like they're stuck until somebody comes and get me. You're not stuck, okay? Limited thinking comes with people who follow all the time. A leader and a leader mindset is someone who defines the odds. You know what I'm saying? They are up for a challenge. A pop-up quiz is not going to scare them because they're ready to be challenged because they've been practicing. Having a leader mindset also builds your child's self-esteem. A child that always follows the crowd or follows what other kids are doing may suffer from low self-esteem because they think they can't make their own decisions, or if they try to do something different, people might not like them. Leaders have very much a heightened self-awareness, and they really don't care who likes what they do. They just know that they like it. And their problem-solving skills will be a lot quicker, you know? And instead of them run to tell the teacher every little thing, they'll try to solve things themselves. They'll try to fix friendships in the friendship circle instead of gossiping because everybody else is gossiping. So you do want a child that has a leader mindset. Me and my cousin Sim, when we were little, we used to ride bikes together. And my youngest brother used to ride with us, and she was riding on the front of his monkey bars. Not his monkey bars, but the bars of his bike one time, and they went over a speed bump, and she hit a pole, and she split a piece of her nose, and it was bleeding. And my brother, because he's not a leader, he's someone that follows what you tell him to do, he just stood there, and he was like, I'm going to go tell mom. You know what I'm saying? He didn't know how to comfort her. He didn't know what to say to her, and I was just there, and I'm just like, okay, you know, hold your nose, hold your head back, pinch it, and let's go to the apartment. And that's what separates those kids. Is kids will get stuck in a situation and go wait till they find somebody in order to do something about it. And then you have some kids who are ready to act, right? And you want to make sure you have a child that's ready to act. So being okay with being led has adults at a purposeless space in life that are around my age, because sitting at a job for 20 plus years and then allowing them to lay you off and you're not prepared to pivot is going to have you in a stuck mindset. Being okay with being led has a lot of women waiting for a man to come save them or come fix their lives so they can begin living. You don't wait for anyone to begin living. If you want to go on a vacation, go on a vacation. If you want to go back to school, go back to school. I promise you, nobody is judging you. Nobody cares if you go back to school. Nobody cares if you change your job. Nobody cares if you have to downgrade your car. Nobody cares if you move from a house to an apartment. People have to stop making decisions based on other people's thoughts that you do not know. Okay? Being okay with being led has many adults scared, terrified to go swimming, to learn how to swim, to travel by themselves, to learn how to read if they're not a great reader, scared to go to college, scared to get braces even though they want straight teeth, scared to buy a house. There's so many things that has a lot of adults scared to do on their own because they're so stuck on being led. I work at this job because all my friends work here. Who cares? Do you want more of a salary? Do you want a better working environment? Then sometimes that's going to equal you leaving your friends at a job. Like, I've worked with a lot of people that I've become great friends with for over 10 years, and most of them have left the company and worked other places, but that hasn't ruined our friendship. So it's okay to imagine doing something different. And imagine all the yes men and yes women at a work. Imagine all the yes men and yes women at a workplace that has you stuck thinking that's where you need to be, when in all reality, you're better than that. Okay? People do not have to agree with everything that you do. And if that voice that's telling you not to do it is not solely yours, you should rethink that. Okay, so let's raise a better generation of kids who create and try and lead, not follow, not be led all the time. You could always guide your child, but let's create an atmosphere and a household and a learning environment of leaders, of thinkers, of those who want to create something different so it can work more effectively for everyone. And that's my point. I hope you guys took something away from this. I hope you begin to do less for your children in the household for their betterment. That way, boys and girls can grow up and be more self-efficient. They know how to do their laundry, both boys and girls. They know how to wash the dishes properly and dry them and put them away. They know how to make their own eggs. They know how to put their own waffles in the toaster. They know how to properly clean a stove after it's cool. They know how to clean a bathroom. Like, these are all the things that are life skills that boys and girls should know. It shouldn't be where we have 20 plus year olds because you're a man, you don't know how to do X, Y, and Z. We're not doing that. Okay, and this is Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan, and thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on your social media, and leave a review and rating. To catch the latest from me, you can check out shanbypodden.com. or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at ShambiPodden. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you listen next time. Peace. Hi,